Not your habit or not dictating thing, not at all. Rollins, Brown, R-O-L-L-I-N-S, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, birth date 9/16/65, dictation 7/26/25, patient presents with symptoms of dizziness reported the past 2 weeks, thinks it may be secondary to his birth control pill. With history of elevation blood pressure in doctor's office, but not at home. States he's been cutting the pill in half and doing better the past several days. With blood pressure reported at home of 120 over 50 to 70. Repeat of symptoms. States that he has burning distal penis with itching proximal penis. With a history of a bladder CA, followed by a urologist with ultrasounds and CT, states being treated with bacterial bladder germ. Quote, eating CA with a recent follow-up with your urologist. Also has a history of a throat cancer years ago with some difficulty with talking and salivation. As has recurrent bladder infections with dysuria frequency. The last 4 months ago, treated with macrodatin. History of hypertension with elevated blood pressure, DOTs, and physicals with elevation at home. Social family history, non-contributory physical exams, and appearance, no acute distress. Get out of his nose and throat. Voice hoarse, able to articulate. Neck sub without masses, lung clear of the auscultation percussion. Heart rhythm without mercy gallop. Abdomen soft and again, major tenderness. Back of CA tenderness. Lumbar sacral tenderness, skin. Extremities and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. UA. In office showed presence of a diarrhea, hematuria, depression. Hypertensive cardiovascular disease with questionable syncope spells, possible overtreatment, low thyroid disease with elevation of thyroid medications, last labs in March of this year, recurrent urinary tract infections, bladder cancer, benign prostatic hypertrophy, patient advised to continue monitoring your blood pressure and with recording will decrease the dose of Lisinopril to 5 milligrams a day. History of arthritis to follow with rheumatologist has not gone yet. Will repeat microbid for a urinary tract infection with culture sensitivity. The Commission advised to follow up in 3 months and as needed to continue follow up with urologists. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.